We are slowly getting back to theater casting. It's exciting after a long, long holding pattern that we've all endured. Even musicals are being dusted off and gearing up for those venues that can support them. But guess what? Along with the good news comes some other issues. Looks like we will still be using Zoom for first round auditions. No kidding. That means you might have to continue to use the technology even for musicals. Well, how do you make that musical audition on Zoom the best they can be? The answer is here. On this patio podcast video, I will vocalize, thank you very much, the way to Zoom yourself so that you can book the gig. Don't miss out on this content-rich, extremely useful and practical episode of Casting Actors Cast. Insights for actors from a casting director.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to this episode of Casting Actors Cast. I hope you're having a good day. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. I'm a casting director with the McCorkle Group in New York. How are you? I'm good. Listen, I'm looking forward to today's episode all about improving your musical auditions using Zoom. Because you know what? Zoom is not going anywhere. There are just too many pluses. Those pluses outweigh the minuses, reasons for not having live in-person auditions, especially for first round. So we're going to talk all about that in just a second. But first, this is that moment of the podcast where I just simply want to say thank you to those folks who have been with me for a long period of time, who week after week come into Casting Actors Cast environment. I continue to get all kinds of letters and comments, and I appreciate that so much. And for those of you just joining us, this is a really cool place, I think, where actors are coming together. They're joining me as I give tips, insights, information all about the business of show. I have a website. It's called castingactorscast.com. That's castingactorscast, all one word, .com. And I think you'll find it pretty interesting. There are show notes from past episodes. There's also a complete library of notes. And I would love it for you to kind of just help yourself to those notes we call Jeff's Jots. They're about previous episodes and current episodes, so you have something in your hand that you can be looking at, reading, helping you retain some of this information that we're sending your way. Additionally, there is a place for a free downloadable book, 100-page PDF book, absolutely free of charge. You just fill out that form called Dive into the Talent Pool. It'll open up a menu so that you can download this book called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, The Voice of a Workshop for Professional Actors. And that's a book all about doing voice acting, voice work. It's pretty comprehensive, and I think you'll like that. That's absolutely something I'm giving away just so that we can connect. Additionally, there is a free private video called Casting Director Secrets, What They Don't Want You to Know. I know, that's kind of catchy, right? But guess what? I'm going to tell you, and it's a free video. It's just 20 minutes. I'm getting all kinds of nice letters and feedback from folks who have watched this video and found it really insightful, really, really helpful for them. Kind of reinforces what they think they already know, or maybe it's new information that they don't know. But it's always kind of fun to hear back from you. Which is why I want to suggest, if you have an opportunity, to give me a like, to share this episode with maybe some friends who might find it useful. Also, if you could give a review on iTunes, that would mean a lot in terms of getting more and more people on board with this patio, this podcast video. Finally, this is my shout out to my dear friends at Actors Connection. Actors Connection continues to provide amazing online classes in acting techniques, in auditioning techniques, classes, incentives, all kinds of really cool programming with industry professionals. These are people that are currently working in the industry. So what better way to learn more new skills than going to Actors Connection and taking a look at their offerings? We have an agreement that Actors Connection posts and promotes my podcast, and I give them a shout out on the website. That's the agreement that we have. I just wanted to kind of give that declaration out there as to why I'm promoting Actors Connection. All right, let's get to the subject at hand today. Common issues with musical auditions on Zoom. That's today's episode. You know, we're casting actually a couple of musicals right now at McCorkle Casting. And I've seen so many submissions that performers are making for these musicals. In addition to that, college showcases have sent all kinds of musical auditions. And I've done many, many workshops with performers who are actually singing and auditioning on Zoom. And I've really come to the conclusion that there are issues definitely with this technology. That's one thing. But there are some correctable things that I think can really help make those auditions more useful, actually helping that performer get more serious consideration for those jobs. So here are some common problems that I've seen in those auditions, and maybe you'll find some insight that can help your musical auditions as well. So first of all, the biggest issue clearly is the poor sound quality that I'm getting. You know, when you have a live musical audition, clearly you have an accompanist in the live room with you, right? When you're auditioning. And part of the process of auditioning musical theater performers is their ability to work with the accompanist and the accompanist to work with the performer. There's sort of a nice synergy, ooh, good word, that takes place when you have a performer who's live working with an accompanist that they haven't worked with before, and seeing if that can be a skill set that is easily managed by both parties. But you know what? When you're in Zoom, you don't have that opportunity. The accompaniment that you have is you've recorded your accompaniment on a track, and you simply play back the track, and you sing along with that recording. Well, you know, I have to say that it's rare when I hear really good sound quality balance between piano and voice. I just have to say it. The accompaniment, the track that I'm hearing is very, very tinny. It's very, very difficult to hear. I'm not sure what the device is that you're playing on, but we need to address that, and we're going to address that in a second. The second issue I think a lot of performers don't spend a lot of time thinking about, and that is your microphone. You have a speaker that's playing your track, and then you have you maybe not even mic'd, and now you're trying and assuming that that's going to be a really good balance, and guess what? It rarely is, and I've got some solutions for that. Additionally, there are some visual elements that I think can happen in Zoom that would make a difference in the way in which your presentation stands out in a good way. It's also important that you really come to grips with the space to work in. You know, it's one thing to be in your bedroom, but if you're sitting at a laptop and you have a Bluetooth speaker and you're just trying to make that seem like a theatrical musical theater audition, I think you're making a mistake. And so it's important that you incorporate the space that you're working in as well to make it look as professional as possible. And the other element, finally, is being unprepared with the songs and the sides that you have. Now, this is true whether you're doing live auditions or not. I understand that. But there's just something about the actor who comes across as not quite being ready or not quite rehearsed enough in Zoom to show me a comfortable, confident audition. So here are some practical ways to improve your musical auditions on Zoom. Number one, This is important. Get the track and the voice balance right. Make sure if you're using a Bluetooth speaker that you have a really good Bluetooth speaker. Not one of those little tiny boxes, by the way. It might be time to invest in something more substantial. Something with really good speakers whose sound quality is exceptional, so that it really sounds as if you have the accompanist in the room with you. I know it might be an expense for you, but you might have a sound bar that's on your television, for example, that you could incorporate. Most of those sound bars have Bluetooth technology, so you might want to think about that. Maybe you have an old stereo system somewhere where you can use or plug in your sound source into those older speakers. You know, think creatively about the best way to get the best sound. But clearly, those small little Bluetooth speakers, they're just not cutting it. Second of all, it's important that you mic yourself properly. I don't believe that just using the microphone on your laptop is the best way to go. I've suggested in previous podcasts when talking about going online with your audition, for example, or doing self-tape, a lavalier microphone is really a great thing. I was just looking for it here and I realized that this is a podcast, so you're not going to see it. But the lavalier microphone is that little tiny mic that clips on your lapel. The one I would show you has a 20-foot cord. It is not a wireless. It costs $20 and it plugs directly into your device, whether that's your laptop or whether or not that's your cell phone. Now, if you have an iPhone, you need the dongle to put your microphone into that dongle before it can be read as a microphone on certain models of your iPhone. So that's something to make sure you have taken care of if you have an iPhone, for example. But good speakers and a good mic, good sound balance, and make sure you test it out. You know what? You can't go wrong. It will just enhance the overall effect of your audition when you are on Zoom. Now, the next thing, reevaluate your book for variety and versatility. That means it's time to take a look at your material. Do you have enough variety and are you showing enough versatility in your book? For those of you who aren't familiar with the term book, that's all of the song, all of the material that you've prepared for auditioning with. Now, for example, we're working on a new musical in New York right now. It's called Music City, and we're looking for authentic country rock singers in their 20s. Now, there are a lot of musical theater performers in New York, obviously, you can imagine. But there's a very specific style, there's a very specific quality of sound we find in country music rock. And so those performers that might have that piece in their book, they're going to go to the front of the line, especially if they can perform it effectively in the genre that we're looking for. And so that means that does your book have enough of a variety of material that you can answer that question when a show comes up that might be new? Are you ready? And so you might come close, but you also might want to think about additional material that will only enhance your work. So this might be the time to evaluate your book for variety and versatility. Now, I've been talking on this podcast about this being for Zoom, but that's also just for life, right? But I know that we will be auditioning actors on Zoom. So let's go back to Zoom. You need to frame yourself correctly for Zoom. That means the top of your head to the top of the frame when you're zooming has to be very, very small. We don't need a lot of space. Also, are you standing or sitting? Clearly, if you want to do the best vocal work, it's pretty much assumed that you should be standing, yes? And so, do you have the equipment? Are you able to position the camera in such a place that you're slightly, only slightly off center, looking across the lens of the camera, that you've picked the significant other in the room that you're looking at. And I don't mean the Zoom room. I mean in your room. The eye line should be slightly away from the lens of the camera, 3 to 6 inches, depending upon where you've placed that camera. So framing yourself correctly is really, really important. And then obviously, I know you've heard this before, but are you lit well? Are you lit correctly? Do I really get a sense of how you look based upon the lighting that you've included in your area, in your Zoom environment? If not, this is time to take a little bit of time, and there's just tons of YouTube videos on studio lighting. It's not that expensive. I have a couple of videos where I talk about this. There's one video called Bloom in Zoom, and I talk about that. I would really love for you to check that out because I think you're going to find that really, really helpful. The next is figuring out your camera. Now, a lot of actors will use their laptop when they audition for Zoom, and that's fine. A lot of the newer laptops, the cameras are a little bit better, and so this is going to be something, a general thing, but my experience is that laptops' cameras are just not that great. Now, if you have a cell phone, you might want to consider there are some apps out there that will turn your cell phone into a webcam that plugs into your computer and can be seen on Zoom. The quality of your cell phone camera is by far superior than what your laptop is. So you might want to consider figuring out how you can literally plug in with a cord. You plug that into your cell phone, and then that plugs into the USB-C port on your laptop. It's not hard to figure out. There's a bunch of research that's already been done for you, and all you need to do is Google cell phone as webcam, and you're going to find all kinds of information about that. It is really worth your time. Now, the next element that I'm suggesting you consider is just make sure you have the best recording of your vocal track. It cannot be tinny, and sound quality can be really lacking, and that you've got this wonderful voice and now you have this not so great accompaniment. Really make sure that you have a good recording. If not, maybe this is time to hit up your accompanist or your music director or whoever you're working with and see if you can get a really nice, clean recording of your material, because that will be really, really valuable. Because then I can watch you. Then I can stay focused on your work, and it just helps me help you. The next element I think that you should consider is just be ready for a curveball. What I mean by that is there might be last-minute adjustments that need to be made. Are you ready for all kinds of eventualities that could happen when you're doing a Zoom audition? It means that you're not going to freak out, you're not going to panic, that if they say, what else do you have, that suddenly you can make that happen without too much hassle. So just be ready. Anticipate some of those questions that you might get in a Zoom call, the same kind of questions you might get in a live audition. But now, because you're on Zoom, you have the additional technology to be concerned with. I just don't want you to be that concerned with it. I want you to be able to just easy peasy, do whatever the request is, have fun in your audition. I would also suggest that you rehearse the overall presentation, including all of those technical steps. I'm talking about having a chat on Zoom and then saying, well, I'd like to do this song from this show. And then you're just easy peasy. You press a button and then you hear this beautiful accompaniment and then you start singing. In other words, that should be a rehearsed process. That should be something that you are comfortable doing, and that only means that just by practicing it several times so that it feels second nature, you're going to find that to be really helpful to the overall presentation as well. The more seamless it feels, the more confident you will feel, and the more confident you are, the better your audition. And then finally, This is going to be weird, but I'm going to share it anyway. Be ready to discuss your dancing skills. Because we can't dance on Zoom. I mean, we can, but not so great, right? I mean, wow, I don't know how you do that. I know that choreographers will do a combination, for example, and then ask the actor to do it in their room. I'm not sure how successful that is or how that is going to be. I haven't seen a really excellent way in which choreography can be discerned. But that does mean that if you're able to discuss your dancing skills honestly, you're going to be in a really great shape. Because when you are positioned to be able to discuss that information, what's your skill level? How strong are you at jazz, ballet, tap, show dance, whatever it is? Be able to talk about your skill set in an honest way should that come up during your musical audition. So whatever the situation, whether it's on Zoom or in person, being totally prepared means you will feel more confident, creative, and therefore, here's that magic word, bookable. Just make sure that you've done everything you can technically when giving a virtual audition, and you will make the musical audition process a positive experience for everyone, but mostly for yourself. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. You've been listening and watching Casting Actors Cast. See you next time.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support, just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.